You are listening to Boss Babe Aura, a podcast of an entrepreneurial addict. I am passionate and dedicated to helping women dig deep, get over the blocks, level up, and reach their goals. Join me, Jennifer Michelle, as I speak truth on Boss Babe business and gaining that Boss Babe aura. Learn what it takes to illuminate, build, start, or grow your business. Hello, hello. So this is my first day of the podcast, Boss Babe Aura. And this podcast is for business owners, women business owners, who want to level up and improve their business, or those that want to even just start their business. This is for everyone with that little business niche. So today we're going to talk about how I became a lady boss, what made me own my own business. I've owned my own businesses for years now, many businesses. I've owned brick and mortar, online, and at home businesses. So we're going to start when I was a child. I had a lot of family who owned their own businesses. Most were brick and mortar, but it always really made me think, how exciting would it be to own your own company? I really just always thought this was an awesome thing. So at age 11, I got my first paper out, and I also babysat quite a bit. Those were my first businesses. And it really got me thinking that you could really do well doing your own business. So I wanted to open up a salon and then someday a holistic spa. I was going to start with going to beauty school. So when I graduated at age 18, I went to cosmetology school. And I was doing really well, got all straight A's, was almost done, had about a month left, and I got a devastating phone call saying that my grandmother was on her deathbed and I needed to come see her because she was going to pass. I was in Wisconsin, she was in Texas. So I had to make a decision, and I decided to quit school and go visit her. And I thought, I'll just start up again next semester when they get to this part of the class. That was my intention. Life had different intentions, though. I got married at age 19, and I had a baby at age 20. I never ended up going back to cosmetology school because I had to work and take care of my child. I had no money, and I couldn't just go back to school. So during that time, I worked at UPS, I worked at PSP, a salon products company, and I waitressed. But I really wanted a house, and you couldn't get a house with just waitressing. My husband had a regular job, but I knew if we needed a house, we wanted a house, I had to go get a job with a paycheck. So I applied at a bank, and I was hired. I started out as a teller and worked my way up to new accounts, to IRA specialist, to supervisor, and eventually assistant manager. I loved my job. I was very customer service orientated. I was a great assistant manager. I had a great team, but there were a lot of politics at that company and a lot of people high up that didn't like seeing me move up so quickly. So unfortunately, after 7 years, I was let go. After all good reviews, never got in trouble, always had customers asking for me left and right, I got let go unethically because of corporate jealousy. It was sad. I was devastated. But being devastated, I realized that I am never putting my heart and soul into anything like I did that business, that job, unless it's my own. I realized at that moment, my business deserves that much, nobody else's. I did, though, apply at other banks, and I did look around, and they were just all so salesy. Our bank was customer service, and that is what I love to do. I didn't want to be a salesperson. And I also lost my childcare, and I had a 2-year-old and 8-year-old. I did look at other childcares, and they were awful. And I thought, I got to do something different. So I decided I'm going to start my own childcare preschool, get licensed, the whole shebang. So I got the information, I got my house together, got licensed, set up my classroom, started advertising, and I owned a childcare and preschool. I owned that childcare and preschool for 12 years. But I did a lot between. I also did Home Interiors, Le Brie, Avon, Beachbody, and many more network marketing companies. As of right now, I even do Prove It and doTERRA. So I always have that little side hustle. Well, we were living at our house for a couple years now, and my husband, being a city kid, he had always wanted a farm. So I thought, well, we were going to do it when we retired, but we might as well do it while we have the energy. So we looked for a new house for a farm, and we found one about 20 minutes away in a little town called East Troy. We bought a farm that needed so much work, but we were ready. Another thing that me and my husband love to do is remodel and design. We took our first house, and even though I grew up in it, and it was my parents' house, we made it our own, and we gutted it. And we did the same with our farm. But we also wanted animals, and I thought, if I'm going to live on this farm, I'm going to have this childcare, I want animals. I need to make a living. So I was making a living doing my daycare, but I also wanted to make a living with the farm. So I decided, let's put up some fencing, let's build a chicken coop, let's plant some gardens. And we started selling heritage breed animals, heirloom produce, and heritage breed flowers and herbs. And we started a CSA, Community Supported Agriculture. That is where you provide families with 20 weeks of produce or more. We had 30 families. It was a lot of work. We would be picking vegetables till 10 o'clock at night. My husband worked a full-time job. I worked my daycare. I would get a substitute 2 days a week so I could run the farm. And then I made my daughter farm manager. She was in high school by then. And she did awesome. Pretty amazing. So here I was running a childcare, running a CSA. Me and my husband were raising heritage breed animals. I decided, I have all these wonderful products that I give people for birthdays and presents and also for ourselves. I'm going to try to make some money with this. So I started a bath and body product line. We had about 30 products. It started with just, you know, the little products, the lotions and the scrubs, and moved on up to shampoos and makeup and lip gloss. And then eventually we got a baby line and a man line. But it was a little overwhelming. We were selling in stores. We were selling online. But the inventory at the end of the year was crazy. And the government makes you pay taxes on the inventory that you don't sell. So I continued to do it for a while. And then one day I thought, I really want to go to massage school. I want to be an energy worker and a massage therapist. I really want to own that spa. And I could, you know, incorporate my personal training. So that's what I did. I quit the CSA. It was hard to give up, but it was time. And I went to massage therapy school. I went to a school that had tons of holistic background, and we had so many classes on energy work and Ayurveda and holistic care. So I got so much out of it. But one of my favorite classes, believe it or not, was business class. People would laugh at me. I was so into it. I had this great business plan and this great vision board, and I just loved business class, and I knew I was going to open up a spa. So after I graduated, I found a place to rent. I opened up my spa, and I had my substitute keep coming those 2 days a week so I could run my spa, and then I would do it on weekends. I had my little gym in there. I had my massage room. I had my little room with tea and the little chairs. It was great. But it was a tiny town, and it never became what I wanted it to. So after a couple years, I decided I needed to close, and I did, and I started doing the massage just out of my house. I continued to do my daycare, and then my sister said, there's this place in Middleton, Wisconsin, where I get waxed, and there's a massage therapist there, and he's moving to Florida. He would give you his list of clients. It would be perfect for you. And I thought, okay, that's an hour and 20-minute drive, but maybe I could stay at your house, and then on the weekends I could come up. So that's what I did. I'd do 2 days during the week, 2 days on the weekends, and started building my clientele. And then I also ran my childcare the other days. After a while, though, I was getting really bad headaches from the drive. After a full day of massage and then driving, it was really hard on me. So at this point, we had a little change in everything. My childcare was getting to the point where all the kids were going to be going to school, and I was kind of going to have to be starting over. And my business was growing really well in Middleton. So at that time, we decided to sell our farm and to move to Middleton, close our childcare. So I did. We sold all of our stuff. We moved all of our things into a storage unit, moved in with my sister while we were looking for a house. I went, full time as you can go, being a massage therapist, and my business skyrocketed. I quit doing the product line because it was just a little too much at that time. We closed the farm, we closed my childcare. It was kind of bittersweet. So here we are in Middleton. We finally found a house about 3 months later. My business was doing amazing. And honestly, right now, my business is still doing amazing, but I don't have room for personal training anymore. And I really miss my product line. So I decided I was going to do an online personal training class, but I really wanted it to be more than that. So it took me about a year, and I designed this awesome program called Strengthen Your Mind, Body, and Soul, where you work out doing weights 3 days a week for 30 minutes. You have two different nutrition plans, one being keto and one being a macronutrient portion control. You also get 12 weeks. Every week, you get a lesson on mindset and manifestation, meditation, and a lesson on detoxing and decluttering, because I believe it's not just what you put in your body and how many reps you do. It's really a lot to do with your mindset, and it's a lot to do with what you're putting on your body and how it's disturbing your endocrine system, how people are full of toxins. So I created this amazing program, and during the time that I created this program, I actually lost 27 pounds and four pant sizes, so I know it works. So now I'm able to have my spa, and I do massage, I do facials, I do body wraps, I have an infrared body wrap, and I also do my online program, which I love. I'm so happy that I can now incorporate everything together. I actually did also start my product line again, but only my skincare line because I do facials and I kept having clients ask me, "What product line is this? Oh my gosh, it makes my face feel so good. I can actually see the difference after my facial." So I decided I needed to make my products again. So I do have my skincare line up and running again. I sell it online, at stores, and in my spa. So honestly, I've had a really long, long business journey. And if I wouldn't have lost my job at the bank, I don't know if I would have been pushed into doing what I'm doing now. And I love coming up with businesses. I have a lot of things sitting on a plate that I haven't really gotten to yet. Like, I'm starting business classes that I'm just starting to work on so I can share my love of business and how I got started and I can help other women get started. And I'm also working on design classes for staging because I've had realtors ask me if I could come up with something, adding high vibe to your space, an entrepreneurial design class, and just the regular decor class for everyday people. And I'm starting my podcasts. So I have a lot on my plate. But if you prioritize, you make lists, and you take things seriously, you can make it. You can make a living off of being your own boss. I've done it now for 15 years. You will make mistakes. You will fail at things. I have plenty of businesses that I failed at. We'll get into that on another podcast. But honestly, if you level up and you just take things seriously and learn from your mistakes, you can do it. You can also have a great business, whether it be online, brick and mortar, or a home business. I've done all of them. And right now, I kind of do a mixture. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. So if you liked this episode, head on over to my Facebook or Instagram. Tell me you loved it. Give me a 5 stars. Share this with others that might enjoy it or actually need it. All my links are in the show notes. Until next time, remember, your future is yours. You design the life you live.